听力课堂，听 class.com。
Art of World War One。
World War One was so terrible and so titanic a struggle that its memory haunts us still. No previous conflict had ever been so bloody or vast in scale, and its scars were so deep that it has been called the Great War. The conflict of 1914 to 18 changed painting forever.Before 1914, images of soldiers were recorded in a theatrical or patriotic way. Painters tended to oblige the establishment, and kings, kaisers, emperors and czars were often depicted as great warriors and their armies as regiments of heroes. But this approach was going to be contested.
I think before the First World War, there was a whole generation of young artists all over Europe who were challenging all the traditions that they'd inherited from the 19th century. It is the great period before the First World War of the isms. You have cubism, expressionism, futurism, all rivaling each other, all trying to be more rebellious than each other, and all trying to sort of push art in new directions.
Enthusiasm for the war was widespread throughout all countries, communities, and classes. Artists were no exception. They thought the war would purge Europe of the old order and create a more liberal world. Known as the avant-garde, these painters had already begun to experiment with new styles that suited the modern thinking. But the war was to accelerate this process. Young Italian painters were the most ardent supporters of the war.They called themselves the Futurists. The energy of war and new technology offered exciting possibilities. Italy wanted to liberate territory from the Austro-Hungarians. As a result, they fought on the side of the Allies. In Umberto Boccioni's painting The Charge of the Lancers, he features a traditional cavalry attack, but he gives it a deadly diagonal quality.The newspaper report behind refers to the progress of the war in France, an urgent reminder to Boccioni's countrymen that their allies have been fighting the enemy for some time. The top left of the painting is dominated by a skeletal head. It symbolizes death, perhaps to suggest that the enemy below are to perish, or that Boccioni was already starting to acknowledge the horror of war, as well as its excitement. Within weeks of joining the cavalry himself,Boccioni was killed in a training exercise. We celebrate war poets, but war artists have largely been forgotten. They gave us something the objective, dispassionate camera cannot provide. The paintings produced by the avant-garde have given us an emotional connection with the war, which reveals the inner feelings of those soldier artists who were involved in the bloodiest battles.The world has ever known.